The results are in for a test of efficiency and effective oversight of cloud systems at the Environmental Protection Agency, and the results are negative. EPA's Inspector General says the agency doesn't know exactly how many cloud systems it runs, and a lack of oversight is causing the agency to pay for services its contractors don't deliver. The IG points to a recent audit of EPA's cloud systems. The agency wasn't classifying one of its subcontractors as a cloud provider because, according to the IG, it didn't even know the company was using a cloud system to run its service. The Inspector General was looking at the Permit Management Oversight System at the EPA's Office of Water. The system is supposed to keep track of basic information related to water permits across the country. That way, EPA can quickly track all of its permits and their status. Albert Schmidt is an IT auditor of Information Resources Management audits at EPA's Office of Inspector General.
During the audit, we determined that EPA did not know when its offices were using cloud computing. The EPA should improve the oversight process for prime contractors to include ensuring subcontractors comply with federal security requirements and establishing service level agreements for cloud services. There is no assurance that EPA has access to the subcontractor's cloud environment for audit and investigation purposes, and the subcontractor was not compliant with Federal Risk and Authorization Management Program, or FedRAMP.
Schmidt says that particular contract is a little different than a typical cloud computing deal. It's with a vendor originally vetted by the General Services Administration, but instead of an IT contract, it's considered an environmental one. Schmidt says that can create confusion in the tracking and reporting process of the company. But what EPA never accounted for was a subcontractor that uses a cloud system to run its share of the operation and not tell the agency. Schmidt says EPA's mistake isn't entirely the agency's fault.
Vendors aren't always upfront when saying that they're providing a cloud solution. It's not that they're hiding anything, it's just that they may not be aware that what they're providing is a cloud solution. And when contracting for a service, the customer may not know that they're contracting for a cloud service. Let me give you an example outside of EPA that can break this down for you. Let's say that you're going to visit your doctor. Now, you're going for a regular checkup and everything, and you may not consider that a cloud service. However, the doctor may store all his patient files in the cloud. Unless that doctor tells you up front that they're going to store your patient information in the cloud, you have no way of knowing that your information is stored in the cloud. We haven't come up with any recommendations, but I think a large part of the problem is that when we contract for services, we have to gather enough information to determine whether that service is a cloud application prior to entering into the contract.
The prime contractor should have let the agency know it was using a sub that ran a cloud system. Former eGov Administrator Karen Evans says this case should not serve as a reason to distrust a federal agency's reliance on cloud technologies, but by law, an agency and its contractors need to be on the same page.
You're running cloud computing because of the way that it can optimize and really reduce costs, and it's really cost efficient from that perspective, and it really helps with service delivery, uptime, a bunch of other things. And when you look at this particular example, it's a water permit system, so you really would want to have good, reliable uptime.
Karen Evans says even though EPA dropped the ball on this particular contract, it's actually a good sign that the IG found the problem in the first place.
I'm going to go back to the Federal Information Security Management Act, the infamous FISMA. This is exactly why FISMA extended out to federal contractors, and that you are looking at the configurations, the security, the implementation of services as it relates to the federal contract, because the federal contractors are supposed to implement and follow the same policies as the federal agencies. When you're highlighting this, is really showing that the overall process, the management oversight process, is working the way that it was intended. So an agency didn't know it was there. The prime contractor didn't know it was there. But the IG is doing an evaluation of a federal contractor and finds out that this is how it's been implemented. So now the agency has to go back and really look at how it's doing its oversight of this contractor. And the contractor itself needs to go back and look to see how it is deciding what its relationships are with subcontractors.
These extenuating circumstances do apply to EPA's water permit system contract. But EPA's Inspector General says other areas of the cloud oversight system are in serious need of renovation. Alfred Schmidt from EPA OIG points to another report about a different contract to move the agency's email to the cloud that fell short in a number of different ways.
EPA paid to have all its historic email migrated to the cloud, and they had been using the same email platform for years. However, when the vendor came around to migrating the email to the cloud, the vendor turned around and realized that they could only migrate 30 days of email to the cloud within the time frames allotted by the contract. So EPA orally allowed only 30 days of email to be migrated to the cloud. That would have been a reduction in the amount of the work the vendor would be performing. As a result, EPA should have sought an equitable adjustment at the time.
The IG report says the vendor failed not only to meet the contract's original requirements, but EPA's oral agreement to let the company fall short led to a large overpayment. Schmidt says the agency wound up paying the vendor $2.3 million for cloud services it never provided. But it's important not only for the Environmental Protection Agency to get more information about its cloud contracts. Karen Evans says the IG's work shows cases like these could appear at any agency, and they should already be on high alert.
From my perspective, any unknown is a high risk. You would want to know, especially because depending on the type of application and the data that is involved in the application, that you really have to take a look at this from a data management perspective, also from a privacy perspective, from a records management perspective, because this is a water permitting system. So you know that there's records management issues associated with this as well. So you have a whole bunch of different types of issues that are involved in this that you don't have to really know the bottom line technical configurations, but you do have to know how that plays back into where they actually have this data residing. Is it here within the United States, or are they using services, cloud services, that are over in another country? Because the way that the federal government looks at certain things is that they really want to keep their data resident here within the United States. There's a whole lot of reasons for that, dealing with laws and statutes and those types of things like that, so that you can deal with data recovery. So you do have to know those types of things in order to make sure that you can recover the data and that you are in compliance with your statutory regulations and policies.
In Washington, I'm Sean McCauley on FederalNewsRadio.com and 1500 AM.